going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I have a new favorite Giant, and I'm not ashamed to say it. His name is Rafael Devers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, my main man's back today, Daryl the Guru Johnson. And he's in rare form.
Hey.
Actually, no, he's in form. Because it's not rare, he's in form. Although I could say you're in rare form because you're even better than you normally are. But then that would say to people maybe that sometimes you mail it in.
Well,
so,
whoa.
I just, you're in form today.
Yeah, and I hadn't forgot about the bone that I got to pick with you and Evan as the Johnsons were going to the airport Thursday morning. Okay. You guys got into a conversation about this was an organic conversation, the face of 95.7 The Game,
yeah,
which I've never claimed to be.
Please.
And
go
Evan
ahead.
Goes, who's the face here? And you hey. Go, we need a young face. I thought about mine. I was scared. But you did a laugh that was so sinister. Norm was like, what was that laugh about? And then Evan hit me with a Louisville Slugger. Well, Goose sometimes thinks he... And that hurt. Like, I got on the plane.
There's
like,
only...
I got a bleeding...
I don't remember that, but there's only one answer. Mark Willard.
Okay, hey,
Willard's
the face.
Right. Willard is absolutely the face of 95.7 The Game.
I got you. I've just been here 13 years, but I never would say I'm worthy of that. I just like, Evan, boy, what do you got this guru thinks he, oh, that hurt me.
Willard?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
Oh,
Willard's my guy.
God.
He could be it. Dibs, too.
Are you trying to get out of here early today or something?
He's I listened
face.
Friday. You guys had a great
face of the... Did you go back to Texas or
no.
Did you just listen to the show?
Honestly. So what they were doing late night in the hotel in East Texas, they were playing Uno and Dominoes.
Okay.
I'm feeling it. I'm a gamer, video game guy. So I listened on the Odyssey app and I put it on two. So you guys talk like this. Hey, Tony, I want to talk to you about the go to take work. So, but I listened to the whole thing, but it's sped up. And I'm like, those are my guys, man. But you guys had a great Friday. What's bugging you? All four of you.
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You can't either.
I had put something on the Valkyries to beat the fever. So you know when I have a winning ticket, I text the thread. So Evan goes, Guru had something on the Valkyries. Willard goes, I know who did. He goes, I got the text. And then Dibs, who I sent it to him, I got the text too. So I thought that was funny.
Here's a text.
Got it off my chest.
That I'd like to address. And I might be wrong. According to the 650, Faith Kip Yeegan. You know who Faith Kip Yeegan is?
No.
She's a woman distance runner. He says, or the texter says, she broke the women's 1 mile world record earlier today with a time of 4:06.91. Lots of football, basketball, baseball fans watch track outside the Olympics too. I'd like to say this. I don't believe that's an official record because it was on a special track and she was attempting to become the first woman to run a sub-4-minute mile.
Damn.
That would have been a first, but it was set up, the track was set up. There was something else going on where it wouldn't have been an official. Her time's not official, but it's the lowest time ever registered.
But why not official?
Because sometimes in track and field, if it's wind aided, or there's a big difference between, you know, running indoors versus running outdoors. There's a difference between or among the tracks that these athletes run on. So I'm pretty sure, and I have to read the article, but I did read it a couple of weeks ago. I think she had a pace car that she ran behind so as to be able to drag off that vehicle like you would another runner, which yeah. obviously, I think.
I wonder if she feels like that's fair. And the only reason Russell Crowe, a beautiful mind,
for it.
Is I hit 3 home runs at Wrigley. The wind was blowing out. Major League Baseball doesn't put a, hey, wind was blowing out. It's 3 home runs.
Yeah, it's track and field, though.
So I actually don't think it was so much about the track as I'm reading. The event was not record eligible because 13 pacers included men. So it was an eligible event.
That's true.
But she ran on the same track that she won the gold in Paris on. It was in Paris.
Okay.
So I think it was track eligible, but there were other people involved.
406. Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Wow.
And for anybody.
Yeah, no doubt. And 510, I'm calling them Rafi.
For who?
Devers. They're saying I'm saying Ralphie.
What are you saying?
Rafi.
Yeah. I don't think you know him well enough to use that.
It was like That's you and Evan informal. Ganged up on me and said I was saying something that I wasn't saying. Remember that a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, you were saying cream of the top.
Cream of the crappie.
Cream of the crop.
Oh boy. What you got?
I'll tell you exactly what I got. I'm gonna ask you a few things.
Anything but money.
What did you think when the Giants acquired Rafael Devers? You love baseball.
I do.
You've watched it since you were a kid.
Yep, played at a high level, not college.
So then, like, why, after watching decades of baseball, why would you think that in the snap of a finger, an offense would change because of one guy, and it would change dramatically and overnight? Like, you know that's not the way baseball works, Goo, right?
But it can.
When
you have a guy of the caliber of Rafael Devers, Donnie, it can. But it's like giving a cracker to a starving person. It's going to taste like a steak. And we've been watching the Giants' offense be so anemic that we're also, what's the word? We got PTSD for losing out on bats. Okay, I can name 5 guys. I won't. So when he came, it didn't take Einstein to think when you put him in the middle of your lineup, it's going to benefit Ramos, Adames, everybody in that lineup. And it hasn't yet, but I feel like, Stoney, and I mean this, I see where you're going, but I feel like you're being unfair. And the only reason is I would put an SOS sign up to Giant fans and tell them, I'm not telling you Matt Chapman is Wade Boggs, but he can be when you got an offense like this. So we really, truly haven't seen the Devers effect until Chapman comes back.
Let me ask you a question.
I really mean that.
What's Devers hitting second right now? How can Rafael Devers hitting second help Adames, who's hitting seventh?
Well, again, I get that, but it's just move the line. Guys are going to see different pitches better. And he's also bad at third, right? So it's fluctuated. He ain't been second the whole time. So when Chapman comes back and we've seen Melvin, I mean, by necessity, try to get creative with the lineup, I mean, should he really be batting second? And I'm just saying. Devers. In this lineup, like when Chapman gets back, he could be third. Chapman could be fourth. I don't know. But, Stoney, again, it's just conventional wisdom that when you get a guy of this caliber, that what's on the back of his baseball card, you thought you would get what you got when Jimmy Butler was coming to town. And I know that's other guys.
Like, this is eight games.
For baseball, that's a short sample
size. Exactly. And for the Giants, it's a short sample size. Now, that's my issue with Adamas. Half a year is not a short sample size as far as I'm concerned.
Right. But
I will give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt that maybe it takes a guy a half year to get used to the park. I don't know.
But like
I'm not necessarily
said, not to interrupt you, Scotty, what about on the road?
That's
outside
my point,
of Denver.
Exactly. He's terrible.
So there's a reason. Like, I'm not mad at you for
like
radio
Devers
mad at you
can't
for
make Adamas a 300 hitter. He's hitting 206.
Well, Adamas got that contract on his own merit in a different park. I get it, but this can't keep up for him.
For who?
Adamas.
Okay.
And you're right.
What
is
that? What does that mean?
He's been swinging
like,
at some
when you say that. What if I say, okay, can't keep up, but it's going to keep up for another 25 games?
Then we got to come with the real and say, boy, this has been a major disappointment. Well,
okay, and I'm coming with that now
summer,
for a half a year.
It's the beginning of the summer just last week, Steiny, and the weather's changing, and we just saw Sunday this park, Oracle Park, look like Wrigley Field. I know it's not going to be like that every night, but they're going to go on the road. It's going to be humid. The ball, you know the drill.
And every other team's going to – that's
you're
why.
Right, you're
but,
right.
But you don't expect the Giants pitching –
but that's
be,
not what you asked me. We're talking about Adamas and
right,
him being able
saying,
to put up numbers.
What
and
I'm
I
saying
think those
is,
intangible, those things that I talked about in regard to Mother Nature,
if you think
are
the
sun, help him.
Okay, if you think the sun is going to help Adamas in the summer and Devers, well, it's going to help every other team that they're playing against too. So why would you not expect their pitching to fall off a little bit in the summer?
I mean, we'll see. And I get that, but right now we're talking about just the hitting part for Adamas and putting some lipstick on some makeup on his numbers.
Here's
like
the other,
he can get fat.
Here's the other thing. You know, I'm going to put it this way just to be provocative. Be careful what y'all wish for. And I'm playing devil's advocate here. Y'all ran Gabe Kapler out of town. You ran him out of town.
Okay.
Because he platooned. Because he platooned, but now you have everyday players that you're not willing to live with a dry spell. That's what happens when you have guys who are in the lineup every single day. You have to expect some ups and downs, and you have to let them get through stuff on their own. They don't get to get two hits one night, and then the next night a guy who bats from the other side of the plate takes your place.
Well, just
Matt Chapman, Adamas, Devers, Ramos, Bailey, Yastrzemski, Jung-Hoo Lee, those are now virtually everyday players. Okay, you got to live with them.
Yeah. And
period, end of story.
And that's different than the platoon. Shout out Charlie Sheen. I have no problem living with those guys because they deserve to be out there every game.
Well, then we got to stop complaining about them. Like, or.
Well, we're watching, and Stani, let's be real. I'm not complaining. I am shocked that he's been Adamas, that is, 206. That's not good enough, but, you know, you laugh at me when I say, okay, you don't have to get a hit for me to know the quality of the at-bat. And he has looked lost at times, swinging the balls in the dirt or outside the strike zone, Adamas. But, dude, I got to give him credit for putting good wood on a couple balls.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
That looked like they were out. Everybody in the park thought it, but there's no, that doesn't help your batting average. It was an out. But it's nuance, man. It's not like he's just up there like Helen Keller all the time. And I don't believe he's a 206 hitter.
Only 80% of the time.
Thus far.
Yeah, it's half a season, Goo. I mean, it's half a season. And, you know.
You get late early, like the division. I kind of fooled myself when it was everybody was feeling good and the vibes and juju was going the Giants' way. And before that Dodger series, they were like, could the West be had?
I got to say it.
Say it. Say it.
You don't have the temperament for baseball. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. You don't have
and I'm laughing
the baseball temperament.
I'm the guy that wants
you
to throw at somebody's ass today. Don't tell me what I ain't got
and that's,
the temperament
And that's
for.
My point. You're too emotional, and baseball's not an emotional game.
Please.
It's day after day after day after day.
No, when
you've got to be consistent.
There's
you
a saying in the
jump
street,
ship
Sonny,
one day
I'm tired of
and then say
on.
We're going to the World Series the next.
No, it don't matter what I say. It's what we're watching, and I know, regardless of what I say, I don't make drastic takes like that. I got the Giants, and we got here.
So
you know what
let
it
me
is.
Ask you.
My
okay, so it's not a drastic take.
To say the Giants are going to make the playoffs
no.
and win a series. That was my take.
It's not a drastic
like
take. It's
like
not
that.
A drastic take to say if Bob Melvin doesn't plunk the first hitter, he will lose the clubhouse.
And
but
Stein,
that's not a drastic
okay,
take.
But you know me. I said there's a possibility of him losing the clubhouse.
Okay.
And I believe I know men and women different than any other person on this earth, and I can read body language. And the beautiful thing about life is I put myself in other shoes. And I'm looking at Ramos yesterday when he wasn't even involved, and he felt like he got hit when Schmidt got hit. Then he was talking to Devers, and I said, you know what? What if they're talking in Spanish? I believe, and I wouldn't be mad. Like, when the F is somebody going to stand up for us? I believe those two, and
you know
Devers
what?
Is new booty here, but he
exactly.
needed a sounding board. And I said to myself, Melvin, you got tomorrow, dog, to call the code red. And I just hope today somebody on the Marlins gets hit.
So Ramos and Devers were talking about something?
Well, Ramos was barking at the dugout of the Marlins after Schmidt got hit.
Mm.
Then they were having a conversation. They could have been talking about what they're going to watch on Netflix after the game. But I felt like if I was on that team, that's what you and I would be talking about. We're not going to let them keep picking on Evan. Because if they do, then we all look soft. You could say, oh, we don't want to lose the pitcher. The hell with the L. We got to stand. We're Giants.
So you would rather hit two guys today and lose than not hit anybody and win. You would rather get swept today, but take somebody's head off. Like, seriously.
No, Stoddy, why can't it just be singular? Why do you got to go to the extreme? And what
you're
doing,
going to the extreme,
I'm picturing
you're throwing
William
at a guy.
Dibbs coming in here at 148, and the first thing out of your mouth is, Guru said Melvin's managing for his job today, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying that.
No doubt.
Seeds get planted, Stoddy, and I wonder if some already have, because shout out to Logan Webb, the ace, who said, we got to stand up for ourselves. I'm paraphrasing last night, and I thought to myself, damn, Logan, you saying that, but you ain't through with nobody. But maybe his next start, he's tired of it if they don't handle business. Somebody's got to do something to let teams know it ain't cool. Even if you didn't try to do it, it ain't cool for you trying to hit our guys. That's just it. Evan, you're the baseball savant. Am I off? Well, you kind of told me. Am I off the ranch with this premise? Or is it outdated?
just like I said earlier, beat kids anymore. You can't throw at people just because you want to in 2025.
It's not a felony, Evan.
Well, I think beating your kids is.
It. The Dodgers and Padres do it. We just saw it. And I love all of it.
Here's the nuance.
Can you comment on that?
I won't.
The Dodgers and Padres are having bean brawl.
I can't speak to that.
You're going to throw it on Otani one time. That's too much. We're going at your guys. That's what I'm talking. That's the cloth I'm come from.
Yeah, but it's the Marlins. Are you throwing at them because Kapler's taken two games from you already?
All right, Evan, what I'm saying is eight times in the last umpteen games. It's not just the Marlins. It's the message you need to send teams coming into San Francisco. And when you're on the road, like, hey, even you better be buttoned up. Don't play with us. Don't hit my third baseman to where you could have broke his hand. Then what would be? Oh,
didn't
okay.
do it on purpose.
Bad luck.
Didn't do it on purpose, clearly. And here's the other thing that I think you're missing. And it's this. When the managers come out today and give their lineup cards to the umpires,
okay,
I guarantee you the umpires are going to say, look, we heard the talk after the game about guys getting hit and guys, you know, talking about retaliation. We're not standing for it today.
But the umps have no... Who cares?
Okay.
It's like the principal to high school. Okay. We're going to fight. I know I'm getting suspended. Let's go.
Well, I don't think that's smart. That's just me.
What about...
And I don't think that makes the Giants a tougher team than they really are.
I disagree with you, Stani.
If they do hit someone, it's going to be late in the game and the score is going to be lopsided. Like, you don't hit the first batter of the game.
What? Oh, and I'm begging here... What if I throw behind you the leadoff hitter? I throw behind you. I'll take that. That will suffice.
No, if you're going to hit someone, you should hit him.
Then get Bivens up right off the bat. You throw behind the first batter.
You're playing.
Bivens may be throwing the next pitch.
Who did you say that Jim Leland was on with?
One of the other shows. We don't usually get the big boy.
This is a morning show. But anyway, shout out to the Morning Joes. That culture still exists. And I'm just telling Melvin.
I don't think it does. Yeah. Like, that's what Evan's saying. We don't, like.
Yeah, man.
You just can't.
I'm trying to help Bo Mel out. I'm just telling you, man, Ramos is frustrated. He's one of your best players. And Logan Webb is seeing it. He talked about it. But you know what? Can you play that soundbite again with.
I mean, from Logan Webb, the guy who had an opportunity.
John Shea and Bo Mel. This is how I feel good about 1245.
But so the same Logan Webb who's saying we might need to do something is the same Logan Webb that did nothing last night.
But for him now to say, okay.
Well, Ramos got hit probably before he was out of the game.
But yeah, just let's play.
Okay. Hold on.
No, it doesn't feel great. You know, I was looking at the hit-by-pitch numbers the other day. It's not like we're extreme, but it seems like here recently – we've been getting hit by some pitches and some of our key guys, so that doesn't feel too good, no.
Anything you can do about it with your pitchers coming
Not something I certainly want to speak about, but obviously we need in situations to protect our guys, too.
So, okay.
Yeah, maybe in future situations.
Steinmetz.
Not now.
The beautiful Matt Steinmetz, what does protecting our guys mean to you?
It means throwing more inside.
I take that as hitting guys.
Well, I don't think he said, like he said...
He said he knew we couldn't say too much, but he gave you the gist of it.
What I hear is if it keeps happening, we will respond. I didn't hear we're responding today.
Okay, and I think why I'm so passionate about this is the one to the hand, even though I believe the Marlin pitcher reliever wasn't trying to hit him, that's where enough is enough because we avoided disaster by Casey Schmidt not breaking his hand. I don't know how he doesn't have a broken bone in that hand. Like, that's just it. I don't need to get explanations from what you were trying to
Let me ask you a question. Bryce Harper's been out now for 2 weeks. He got plunked.
And I love
Do you know anything about whether Philly retaliated or not?
No, I don't.
I don't either.
But I believe Bryce Harper...
Which tells me they probably didn't
I bet
because
if they had,
we would have heard about
it. But Bryce runs hot, Steiny, and he's lost time and been out for a year so from getting hit.
He should be more used to it?
No, he's pissed off, and he's showing you that. And then
Ramos has been in the league 2 years. Harper's been getting hit for 8. But Ramos is PO'd?
I saw it. I believe
I know he is. You're right.
And Logan Webb is tired of it. He's noticed it. How about that?
Well, he had a chance to do something. Yeah.
But now.
Oh, now.
After four last starts night later. And his first time commenting on 2 more batters getting hit, I think we got something.
Here's what I think.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to be Johnny Gangster.
I think this whole topic is so superfluous that it's unbelievable because it has nothing to do with how good or bad the Giants are. It's got nothing to do with they're not hitting. It's got nothing to do with their pit. It's just
this hurts me.
Go ahead. Go throw at a guy.
No, Steiny, it has something to do with culture, which is almost more important than everything you just mentioned. Culture is everything.
Guru, there are things that change over the course of time.
Okay.
And hitting a guy in baseball is one of them.
Wow, man.
And fighting in basketball is another one of them.
I wish we could get somebody on to...
And to I'm, what, fight?
No, to see who they agree with. Like, I just think, like, if the boss defended you in certain situations and didn't defend me, I would have a major problem with that. That would bother my soul.
Well, who is Melvin sticking up for but then not
no,
on the
no,
other
I
hand?
I only bring that up because you're saying Ramos has only been here a couple years. Like he's not worthy. No,
he's not.
It's about the uniform, Steiny.
What it's about is, it is about...
There we go.
So...
The uniform.
Right. And the Phillies didn't retaliate when a player 5 times better than Ramos... Who's 5 times more established?
We don't know
gets
that.
Hurt.
Show me the fight.
Oh, well, show me the bench is clearing.
Well, I would just say to you, show me that it didn't happen. I would think the Philadelphia Phillies have stood up for Bryce Harper, and I know the Dodgers. They almost called the law enforcement when Ohtani got hit. They were like,
that's
one time
Ohtani.
Is enough. I don't
it's
care
not
if it was an
Ramos.
Accident. It's happening too much.
Here's the other thing.
And I don't like that you're doing that. You got to be the big wig for us to defeat.
My point is like if
culture.
The Phillies aren't going to throw in retaliation for a Bryce Harper hit by pitch where he misses a week, why should the Giants throw at a guy or throw at somebody because they hit 2 guys last night, neither of whom got hurt? One might miss a couple games, but I just don't see the benefit.
Wow,
plunking somebody. I just don't.
You got 3 daughters. I got 3 kids. Have you ever taught them about standing up for themselves? Don't go look for it, but at some juncture in life, young ladies,
you got to stand up.
And it
I don't
be
believe
verbally,
throwing at a guy but, exudes strength.
Oh, I can't wait for 148. And I could be wrong, but the dibs I know who
here's
runs
the
hot.
Here's the other problem.
Willard?
Here's the other problem. You know what you're going to do? You're going to intentionally throw at somebody because of 2 hit by pitches in the 9th inning that were clearly accidental. No pitcher wants to come in the 9th inning up 2 runs and hit 2 guys in a row. That's a control issue. Like, so
what about the other 6 times?
Well, there was only one other one last night.
I know they're in the middle pack, but my point is this is not just 2 days I'm reacting to, Steiny. This has been an ongoing theme.
Right, for about a week. 10 days.
So if the Giant batter gets hit today and they don't throw, then what are we talking about
then
tomorrow?
Then Melvin's got to be fired because he'll lose the clubhouse. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Where are you on this one? We want Hayden Birdsong to plunk somebody today, preferably up high, right? Preferably above the neck.
You
imbecile. Yeah, right above the neck.
Evan, dead center in the back. You'll be all right.
Hit him in the tuchus.
Ramos, that's my guy, man.
No, it's not. You said Devers was your guy.
The whole team is my team.
Gotta go.
All right. We gotta go, and Quinton Post, 1 o'clock.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.